Attention listeners, mark your calendars for Colorado Gives Day on December 10th. Support AfterSight and give to the causes you care about. Go to coloradogivesday.org/organizations/AfterSight between now and December 10th to make your donation.
Hello, and welcome to your BLT Bite. I'm your host, Evan Starnes, and today we're going to be checking out some of the new ringtones and notification tones on the Apple Watch with watchOS 11. So since the Apple Watch's inception about almost 10 years ago now, you've been able to customize quite a lot with the Apple Watch, anything from the watch face to custom watch bands, but you can never really do much with the sound. Like, you couldn't change the ringtone or text tone. It was all kind of set to the same sounds. And so, I don't know, it was kind of boring and everybody's watches sounded the same. But finally, with watchOS 11 and iOS 18, they've added new custom ringtone and text tones. And I'm really excited to show you guys how to change these. So let's go ahead and get started. So what you're going to want to do is go to your Apple Watch's settings, and then just like on iOS, go down to Sounds and Haptics. So I am at Sounds and Haptics. I'll double tap.
Sounds, back button. Sounds and haptics, heading.
And now let's just kind of look through this menu. It might look familiar to some if you've used an Apple Watch before and messed around with any of these settings in the past.
Ringtone and alerts, heading, volume, 75%.
You, of course, adjust your alert volume.
Silent mode, switch, haptics, default.
You can change your haptic, and this is for if you receive a notification, and that's just between default and prominent, and that's just how it vibrates.
Silent mode will not silence alarms and timers when Apple Watch is sharp. Ringtone, wonder, text tone.
Aha, so now we have a ringtone, we have text tone.
Text tone, brilliant. New mail, scoop.
Now I've already customized a lot of these, of course.
Calendar alerts, reminder alerts, default alerts, system sounds.
And default alerts are the sound you hear when you receive just a general notification. So yeah, you can change all of these. So let's go ahead and check out ringtones really quick. And I won't play all of them, but I will show you just a few of them.
New mail, tech, ringtone, wonder, Apple's default.
Now, of course, here's the default if you have a cellular Apple Watch.
Apple's default.
And of course, you can make it.
Jingle, focus.
You can make it sound kind of like a classic one.
Jingle, jingle, select Nighthawk. Nighthawk, selected.
Wonder. Just play a few of these.
Focus. Jingle. Focus. Focus.
And these do vibrate along with their ringtone as well.
Wonder. Wonder.
So this is the one I have it set on.
Back button. Back button. Ringtone. Wonder. Text tone.
Let's check out a few text tones as well. So here's the default text tone you guys are probably familiar with.
Resonate, default. Resonate, cheer, brilliant.
Here's the one I like.
Brilliant. Cheer, cheer, flutter, flutter, globe.
We'll go ahead and check out a few more.
Globe.
There's the default notification sound that you are probably familiar with.
Globe. Moment. Moment.
The calendar sound.
None. None. Selected. Text tone. Tinker.
And we'll go ahead and just set it to the one I had it on before.
Cheer. Brilliant. Brilliant. Selected.
But yeah, there you have it. So pretty exciting little update. And I'm definitely glad that they've finally given us the option to change those tones, as a lot of different alerts and stuff sounded kind of the same and it was difficult to discern a text from an email. But that's going to be a wrap for this BLT Byte. But be sure to stay tuned for part two, where we're going to be finishing off all of the new and exciting changes with iOS 18, iPadOS 18, watchOS 11, and a whole bunch of other Apple updates. Anyway, thank you so much for joining us. My name is Evan Starnes, and I'll see you next time.